Thank you for tuning in to our Restoration Life podcast. Don't forget to rate and review the message and share it out with your friends on social media. Can't wait for you to listen in next week.
Anybody ready for ATL? Restoration Life ATL? Wow, that's going to be bittersweet in so many ways. For those of you that are just learning about it right now or you're new to Restoration Life, first and foremost, let me just welcome you home. It's such an honor to have you with us. Is there anybody here, your very first time here with us? Maybe just raise your hand and wave at me real quick. Hey, welcome you guys. Honor to have you with us. Yeah. Is it your first time here too? Hey, let me get one of the guys. Art, why don't you come over here? Keep your hand up if you're new, if you're brand new, like brand new, your very first time here. Got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here's 10 free drinks at our Underground's Cafe, right? Plus some more right there. So if you're new to Restoration Life, raise your hand. If it's not your first time here today, our ushers have facial recognition in their eyes. We just want to welcome you home. Our Underground's Cafe, it's such a blessing. For those of you that don't know, our Underground's Cafe is a ministry where, you know, we know that a lot of you need to, like, a dose of fake Holy Ghost in the morning, so we get you some caffeine. And they throw down with the refreshers and the drinks. In fact, I heard that at the Life Group Expo that they have espresso shots. Non-alcoholic espresso shots at the Life Group Expo, and they're really, really good. But everything that comes into when you're ready to go down and start having your morning coffee, your morning refresher, sometimes they have other little things there. I want you to know that everything that comes into the cafe is not for profit. It goes to our missionaries. Absolutely everything that comes in from the cafe goes directly into our missions budget, because we want to continue to support, you know, our missionaries around the world, our Destiny Rescue missions team that's rescuing children from sex trafficking. We believe in that. We're all in on that. And so just so you can get an idea of what's going on in the cafe. So a couple bucks. I mean, we're not like $5 down the street. I call it $5. I don't call them Starbucks anymore. It's $5. Everything is $5. But anything that you give towards that will go to our missionaries. So thank you guys for supporting that. And thank you, cafe team. You're an incredible team. You guys, amazing, amazing. You know what I love about our cafe team and even our dream teams? Like, a lot of our young teenagers that are serving, they're learning how to work with people. They're learning how to work with people. And you should hear the reports I'm getting out of people that have actually hired our young people. They're like, they're so good with people. They know how to communicate. They know how to be committed. They know how to be there on time. I was like, yeah, they learned that in church. They learned that in church. That's where they learned that. And so, and don't diminish, you know, small beginnings for our kids learning how to serve. Also, today is a different kind of day. I'm going to release you here in about 17 minutes. Yeah, because what day is it today? It's Mosaic Day. And some of you don't really know what Mosaic Day really is. We really didn't know what it was until recently. But really what Mosaic Day is at Restoration Life, if you've been listening to the sermons, community is our, we don't go to church, we are the, we are God's, say it again, we are God's, everybody, I am God's masterpiece. I am what God says I am, not what the world says I am. You're God's masterpiece. You are God's creation and God's masterpiece, as we collectively are a part of His bride that we understand is called the church. So we have a saying at Restoration Life, we don't go to church, we are the church. So wherever we are, the church is. Until we get here, this is just a nice facility to gather, but it doesn't become the church until everybody gets here together. And so we are God's masterpiece. And understanding that, we're shifting into a new season as we close out 2022. Man. Like, I already see people putting up, like, Halloween stuff. I'm like, chill out. Like, relax. We just got kids back to school. Some of you already got, like, your blow-up stuff in the front yard. And, like, chill. It's not even October yet. Before you know it, it's Thanksgiving. It's Christmas. And then we're ushering in 2023. And listen, you're going to want to listen out because they're taking our Christmas ball to a whole other level this year. And so you don't want to miss out on our Christmas ball. Lots of great things going on. But we're shifting out of midweeks and we're going into our life group season, which is we've got 32 families, 32 hosts opening up their homes and maybe the refrigerators to all of the church to come and gather together so we can grow together. And so I just want to close off Masterpiece. I had one point left, and then I want to give you some instruction to what's happening today because we are in open house today as Mosaic Day here at Restoration Life. So the first thing that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when we started this, let me just give you the anchor thought to this series, Mosaic, where God rescues us out of our brokenness and brings us into our breakthrough, transforming us into his masterpiece. And we wanted to help everybody understand what God's masterpiece really is. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "For we are God's workmanship," another translation would say we are God's masterpiece, because the Greek word there is poemi, which is where we get the Greek word poem from. But it's a work of art is what Paul's writing here. He says, we are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us in advance to do. And so we talked about how a masterpiece is the work of the creator and not the creation. We cannot become God's masterpiece on our own. We needed God's sovereign spirit to step in and rescue us from our brokenness, to transform us into his masterpiece through the breakthrough that he created through the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. So we understand that. I'm just catching you up. Second thing that we talked about was the masterpiece takes time and process. The masterpiece just doesn't happen overnight. Come on. Right? Some of our ladies, takes time to get ready. Right? You can't rush perfection. Right? So when your husband's telling you we leave at 5, you start getting ready at like 2:30 in the afternoon. Right? Because you want to be your best. Right? You want to look your best. You can't rush the process. Right? We need time. And so a masterpiece takes time. And so we encouraged every believer in our house to not beat yourself up over the process. You're like, when you look at my life, you're watching chapter 32, but I wish you saw chapters 1, 2, and 3. You wouldn't think there would have been a chapter 32 if you saw those and read those chapters. But by the grace of God, like, my life has been a process of God taking me from who I used to be into who he wants me to be. And everybody needs to learn to walk that journey with Christ, that it's not going to happen overnight, that we are in process. Somebody say amen. Come on, I love what Paul the Apostle wrote to the Corinthian church, talking about this very thing when he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come, but the new needs to grow up. Right? So we are God's masterpiece, and it takes time. The third thing that we talked about, God's masterpieces are created in Christ Jesus. Only in Christ Jesus do we become God's masterpiece. There is no other God. Every other god is a false god. Every other religion is a dead religion. There's only one way to Jesus. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Even Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one. Say no one. No one goes to the Father except through me. So if they went through Muhammad, they can't get to the Father. If they go through Joseph Smith, they don't get to the Father. If they go through Mary, they don't get to the Father. Come on. If they go through Dr. Phil, of course, they don't get through the Father, right? If they go through Oprah, they don't get to the Father. If they go through Beyonce, they go to hell. Anyway, so they go through the Father. They don't get to the Father. Beyonce is her own religion now. You're talking about the queen. She ain't my queen. Anyways, Ephesians chapter 1, Verse 11 says, furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance and he makes everything work out according to his plan. So we have a saying here, God's plan is better than your plan. Your plan got you messed up. His plan will restore you. Right? This third thing we talked about. Fourth, we're not saved by works. We're saved into good works. Right? So it's not by works of righteousness, but by his blood alone. You will never be good enough or do enough good things to earn your place in heaven. It's only by the blood of Jesus and the finished work of Jesus on the cross. By grace, we are saved. So we're not saved by good works, but we are saved into good works. And let me say what I said last week. We're not saved to do random works of kindness. As Christians, we don't do random works of kindness. As Christians, we have a lifestyle of acts of kindness. It's a lifestyle. It's not random. It's not whenever I feel like it. It's whenever the opportunity presents itself. We make the most of that opportunity. So we're not saved by works, but we're saved into good works. All right, here's the last point. And then I'll close, and then I'll give you some instruction for today. Fifth point, God gives his masterpieces power and gifting to fulfill his plan. Ephesians 1, 15 through 19 says, I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all Christians. Since then, I always give thanks for you and pray for you. And watch Paul's prayer. I pray that the great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the wisdom of his Spirit. Then you will be able to understand the secrets about him as you know him better. Here's another prayer. I pray that your hearts will be able to understand. I pray that you will know about the hope given by God's call. I pray that you will see how great the things are that he has promised to those who belong to him. And I pray that you will know how great his power is for those who have put their trust in him. God has released power by way of his Holy Spirit for you and I to not only do good works, right, but to have the power to do good works. And although Paul doesn't directly address this aspect in this verse, it is certainly implied, and it is a principle that has been present throughout his letter up to this point. Before we were created as God's masterpieces, through Jesus, we were incapable of doing good works. But in Christ, he has called us, he has anointed us, he has gifted us, and he has empowered us to live a lifestyle of good works as the church that Jesus built, the body of Christ. Paul writes this throughout the New Testament, and it's something that we have to understand. That sometimes we can look at something that God is asking of us and we'll respond, well, this is beyond me. Like there's no way that I can do that. Many a times it's the very reason why he tells you to do it, because it's not in your own strength, it's not in your own wisdom, it's not in your own ability, but it's in Christ Jesus that you're able to do the things that separate you from the natural and move you into the supernatural, right? Because I remember when I was a young Christian, I was like, people would come up to me and prophesy over me. They'd be like, one day you're going to pastor, one day you're going to go into the world and you're going to preach the gospel into all these nations. I'm like, homie, do you know who I am? Do you know my past? Do you know? Like, you don't even know. Like you don't know me, man. You can't put that on me. You don't know me. And I came to realize that it wasn't about me. It wasn't about my gifting. It wasn't about my talent. It wasn't about anything that I thought I could or couldn't do. It was about me just saying, God, yes, you do the rest. God, yes, you do the rest. I'll just be obedient, and you can. I'll do what I can do. I'll be obedient. You do what only you can do. You do the miracles. And then they work hand in hand together for us to do good works throughout our lives. Is this helping anybody? So nobody has an excuse. You're all gifted in Christ. You all carry about the Holy Spirit. If you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit of God in Christ. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so you are God's masterpiece. But what really is God's masterpiece? It's the church coming together in community, because community is our blessing. And that's what we're doing today. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to release you early from church. Not to watch football. Although you can do your thing. I always wonder why people, like specifically men, would miss going to church over a football game. And it's not even in my notes. This is probably a freebie for the future. You're going to put a ball that grown men in costumes beat up each other over and get paid millions of dollars to hurt each other, to put a ball across a line over the presence of God on a Sunday morning? Like when you put it like that, God comes first. So let me say this to the whole church, because community is our blessing. This is our value. Today is Life Group Expo, and we are releasing 32 life groups, 32 leaders, 32 families, 32 singles, 32 devoted followers of Jesus Christ to open their hearts and their homes and their refrigerators to you. And they're going to be out there, and they prepared properly to receive you. And here's what we want. We're going to release our church in just a couple minutes. We want everybody that's a part of Restoration Life to connect with the life group leader. Listen to what the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 42 says. It says, "And all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And a deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miracle signs and wonders. And all of the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They even went as far as they sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those that were in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes, life groups, for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added." Each day the Lord added. So let me get this. And all, everybody say all. All the believers, the Bible says, all the believers, every single one of them, all the believers met together, all of them. And then the Bible says, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. There's something powerful about the church coming together in Christ to pray, to worship, to study their Bible, and to do life together. We go where we grow, and life groups is where you're going to connect. Now, let me say this to some of you. Don't get mad at me. If you get mad at me, come talk to me afterwards. I'll pray with you. Everyone in our house should find a place to connect in a life group. If you don't connect with people, if you're that person that says, well, I just don't connect with people, well, then people aren't the problem. What you're dealing with is the problem. We want to help you deal with that problem. Because God created us to live in community with one another. Right? God never called us to live by ourselves. In fact, men were not designed to live by themselves. They just mess everything up. And so God gave them a helper. Come on, ladies. God gave them a helper. Help a brother out. Right? To live in community. And then God put us in community to live with one another and to honor one another above ourselves. So you might be that person that says, well, I just, you know, the church is so clicky. It's not clicky. It's just people have connected with people that they click with. It's not that it's clicky. And if you're like that person that says, well, I just can't connect with anybody, then the people in their church are not the problem. The life group leaders are not the problem. People on team are not the problem. Maybe whatever's you're dealing with in life, that's the problem. And we want to help you with that, to set you free from that so you can live in community, which is our blessing. Amen? So listen, everybody should be able to connect. So life group leaders, think about ice cream cookies. They're suckering you into their life group, right? They all got these different presentations. So make sure that you connect with the life group, because we're entering into a season of danger. I don't know if you've been watching what's happening globally. I don't know if you've been watching what's happening scripturally, but I would say this to you right now. We need each other more now than ever as a Christian community in the United States of America. right? We need to know where we can go to get prayed for. We need to know where we can go to get instruction, to get wisdom, to get insight, to get fellowship, to get community. In this context, they were under the oppression of Rome, and they had to have church in small group settings. This is life groups. So connect. Number two, here's the next thing that we do. If you're new to our church and you haven't dove into membership or not a part of the family here, we have our DNA class getting ready to start up again. That's the next step. You want to know what the next step is? Go to DNA. And you might be here and you go, but I've gone, I'm a believer that's transitioned from another church. I'm not a new believer, so I don't need to take a new believer's class. This is not a new believer's class. This is a DNA class with a lot of new believer content, but also refreshing a matured believer's ideology on what we believe doctrinally, structurally, systematically, and culturally, and what we value and what we stay away from. We're a church that loves God and preaches the gospel unapologetically, right? And so we're not seeker sensitive, we're Holy Spirit sensitive. So we have a way of leading here at Restoration Life, and it'd be good for you to know what you're getting yourself into. Amen. So DNA is the place to go. Third and last, RLU. Everybody say RLU. Well, what is RLU? RLU is Restoration Life University. Years ago, we had a vision to see every member of Restoration Life Church be biblically literate. Biblically literate. You know how to navigate through your Bible. It is your sword. The Bible calls it the sword of the Spirit, right? And so we need everyone to be biblically literate because we don't want you to be religious dead Christians in the house, right? We want you to be on fire, like pursuing the call of God kind of Christians at Restoration Life. But in order to do so, you need to know your word, right? It's like if the word of God is the sword of the Spirit, what do you use when you fight when you don't know the word of God? Your own wisdom. And that's not enough, right? But when you know the word of God and you've studied the word of God and the word of God lives in your heart and it's constantly on your thoughts, when it's time to fight spiritually, you know how to draw that sword and you know how to fight, right? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So we want to develop and to train up fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ who are biblically literate. You can't even be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ without knowing your word. Do you know that? And I know that a lot of you might have a problem with studying your Bible. Well, RLU will help you understand your Bible. In fact, we're getting ready to launch new modules. So you don't want to miss out on that. So all of you stand to your feet right now with me. I'm going to release you early because I want to make sure that you register for RLU. If you've graduated DNA and you want to take your understanding of Scripture to the next level, register for RLU. There's a fall class coming. If you're new to Restoration Life, make sure you visit our VIP team today. They have a gift for you, and they're going to tell you what your next step is with DNA. And then for the whole body of Christ, that means everybody on campus, make sure that you stop off at the Life Group Expo and go walk around and meet all the different Life Group leaders, find out where they're meeting. We have Life Groups all over the South Bay, different nights. We have singles Life Groups, young adults Life Group, men's Life Groups, women's Life Group, couples Life Groups. There's no reason why all of us can't be in Life Group over the winter season. Everybody tracking with me? This is God's masterpiece. This is us training you and equipping you to be the strongest believer you can be, because that's my responsibility as your pastor. Amen. Would you bow your heads as we close this time in prayer? And let's just spend the next 45 minutes celebrating together on campus and finding out where we can plug in to be a bigger part of the church family here at Restoration Life. Father, I thank you for every family member, for every believer, for everybody that's watching online. Father, right now I pray that those that are watching online that aren't sick and aren't traveling, that they just make a decision to come home. Lord, we know if they can go to Home Depot, that they can come to church. We know that if they can go to Disneyland, that they can come to church. We know that if they can go to the grocery store, they can come to church. And so, Lord, right now I speak life and bravery over their heart right now. Remove the spirit of fear of coming back into community in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, God, for every family represented here. God, use us to be shining lights as we give you and you alone all the glory. In Jesus' name, the church shouted. Come on into church, shout it. God bless you.